And Kathy Dawesnell, along with State Representative Tom Phillips of Manhattan via phone. And we welcome you today, Tom. Busy times in Topeka, we're hearing.
It is. Good morning, Kathy, and for allowing me to speak with you today. Yeah, it is a very fluid situation, you might say, here in Topeka. Last night, we had a tax conference committee, and things kind of fell apart there. And I would imagine in the eye of the public, it looks like, you know, not much is being done. But I can tell you from we're in a lot of meetings with a lot of Republicans trying to figure out what exactly will they support in terms of a tax increase. And bottom line is, it is just hard to raise taxes. But we're in that situation where we have to. And then what makes it even more difficult is the fact that we're most likely going to have a veto override of the governor's signature. And so we are working hard to try to figure out exactly where that sweet spot is in terms of who is willing to vote for what taxes and how much. And in simple terms, it comes down to either you're going to raise all the revenue that we need to raise, and we're looking at over $1 billion over 2 years, is through income taxes and raising the income tax rate and eliminating the LLC exemption that's on small businesses, or lowering the income tax rate, eliminating the LLC, and having some combination of other taxes, whether that's a motor fuel tax, there's talk about the cigarette tax, sales tax exemption. So it has been a real challenge trying to figure out exactly what the right combination, the right amount of taxes is to get ourselves to get something passed. And I just want to assure people that there is work being made. It's just a lot of conversations trying to find out what people will support.
Now, taking a look at what The Wire was reporting on that, the plan that you were looking at just yesterday, it's described as the most aggressive plan lawmakers have considered. I know returning Kansas to the income tax laws in place in 2012, and then even I noticed it mentions an exemption for farmers and business owners would have ended, which is kind of interesting. I have the agriculture extension agent from Riley County in the studio with me right now, but I mean, I guess that's one thing you were considering at that point.
Well, a lot of those ideas are coming over from the Senate. The Senate is trying to do the very same thing that we're doing in the House, and the Senate is coming up with some, I guess, for lack of a better word, I'll say innovative ideas. A flat utility fee on your electric bill and water bill and natural gas bill. And then I heard, I too was reading some of this last night, where removing an exemption on water or maybe a fee on water meters out in the agricultural sector. So there are a lot of ideas being floated over in the Senate. I quite frankly, my instincts tell me that they're probably not going to get a lot of support, but it just shows the complexity of trying to find the you know, what I call the sweet spot in terms of what people are willing to support in order to get a tax plan. And then, I mean, that's only one of the big three issues. The other, we still have to find and approve the school finance formula, and then adopt a budget. And I really think once the tax plan falls in place, and I think that will happen next week. I have my fingers crossed. And then the school finance formula will follow suit, and then the what I call the mega budget will be the final thing that we do in order to get ourselves out of here. So that's the best case scenario.
Well, I know you're kind of approaching the typical ending time frame again. Hopefully won't be making any records. So you're thinking you might be able to get it done in time.
But you know me, I'm always the eternal optimist. There's just so many variables at play, because if the governor, if he's going to veto a bill, then, you know, our hope is he would make that decision quickly. But he has up to 10 days to make a determination. I just don't think he would take that much time. But, you know, if a bill sits on his desk for a few days, then, you know, that just drags out the process even longer.
So what date are you shooting for to get finished and wrapped up?
Yeah, I think in my mind, Memorial Day weekend would probably be a realistic time frame. But it could be sooner. But we'll just have to wait and see. I was in meetings all day yesterday with fellow Republicans trying to find out what they'll support on taxes. And we thought we had some movement, but then that kind of fell apart, and that's why an offer was taken off on the tax conference committee late yesterday evening. So
continue to see a lot on the wire about abortion, this rule that they've been kind of taking a look at with giving women information on their doctor's history in this black 12-point Times New Roman font. Yeah. I see a lot on that. I don't know if you've had any involvement with that discussion at all, Tom.
I have not. And the other big one is guns. And I know clearly there's a lot of folks in Manhattan with Kansas State University very concerned about concealed carry on campus. That debate is going on over in the Senate. And here's what I think is occurring over on the Senate. I think they're still trying to figure out a compromise to allow, I can frame it this way, to prohibit concealed carry on hospitals, the state hospital, and then public hospitals, particularly the KU Med campus and the hospital there in Kansas City, Kansas. I'm not hearing any much movement or effort to really remove the concealed carry on campus. So if this comes over in a conference committee, meaning if the Senate passes something, a gun control bill that just deals with hospitals and not universities, and it comes over to the House on a conference committee, what that means is we cannot amend it on the House floor. It's simply an up or down vote. So I'm not overly optimistic that we will have an opportunity to make amendments to any gun legislation on the House side. That's what I'm anticipating. But they tried to have that debate on the House floor, on the Senate floor, and they sent that bill back to committee. And I'm just not sure, because I'm not a senator, so I'm not exactly sure what the conversation is over there on the Senate side.
Well, as Assistant Majority Leader, what have you thought about this session? It's been definitely an interesting one. Any other highlights you're wanting to mention before we wrap up today, Tom?
Well, I think a lot of the what I call the new Republicans that came into the House, they ran on a platform of completely fixing the tax situation and solving all the problems. And I think reality is beginning to set in that's going to be a tall task, given the political realities of the State House. Governor Brownback is still in office. He wants to protect his legacy pieces of legislation, so he's not extremely interested in making changes in that area. And it's taken us a long time to get to this financial situation we're in, and I think people are beginning to realize we're just not going to solve it all in one session. We've got to make a point where we're stabilized, and it may take us a couple years to accomplish what a lot of the incoming freshmen had hoped to accomplish just in one session. That was a tall task to accomplish in a political environment like the State House.
Well, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us, and again, checking any time as things come up along the way. I know you're getting toward the end at least, and we're still trying to figure out when I can have all of you on like I like to do when it's over with, until we figure out when it ends. So.
Yeah. Thanks. And every time I think something's about ready to break loose, it falls apart or changes. So it's just the reality of working in a political environment. And as I said, raising taxes is not easy. So I feel confident we're making progress, and we will get this thing done one way or the other.
Well, and again, we've had with us today State Representative Tom Phillips of Manhattan, also Assistant Majority Leader. We'll let you get back to work. Tom, thanks for checking in. We'll take a break. And when we come back, Riley County Extension Agriculture Agent Greg McClure will be joining us, going to talk some about tractor safety and some other matters. Appreciate Greg stopping by today. You're listening to In Focus.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged,